Blog Talk Radio.
We are so glad you're with us tonight. We will begin in a couple of minutes.
On the drums, the apartment 1958, Mr. Jeff Stein.
Glad you're with us. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenny. We will begin shortly. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are so glad you're with us tonight. Tonight's reading will be in Revelation 20 and 21, and perhaps 22. We'll see how the time goes. Last week we were reading in Revelation as well, and we have found that it is, at least to me, I believe, the most interesting book in the Bible, especially since we seem to be living in the end time. We are so grateful to God for the resolution today of the arrest of a terrorist in and around Boston, Massachusetts, after the Boston Marathon. And you know, we in America here understand that most or many countries around the world have been suffering from this problem that seems to plague all of us. And I think it's important that we stand together against terrorism and against killing of people, that humankind is a creation of God, and God loves us all, and he does not intend that they be murdered by others. In fact, it tells us in Exodus, I believe it's chapter 20, as I recall, where the Ten Commandments are, that thou shalt not kill. That's a commandment of God, not to kill others of the human race. And we're going to pray tonight that the Lord will reach the hearts and souls of these individuals who have evil in their mind and in their hearts, that they have allowed themselves to be taken over by Satan and his evil army. And we believe they're being deceived. Some understand, but some don't. They're calling America the Great Satan. That is just not biblical. The Great Satan is not a country, necessarily. It is a weaving or interwoven group or networking of people throughout the world who serve Satan and who are a part of the devil's army. Those are the Great Satan. The Great Satan is the enlargement and the enactment of evil deeds by Satan and his army throughout the world. It is not a country. And those who try to tell you that it's any certain country are just ill-informed, and they're being brainwashed by the devil's army. And so we're going to pray right now for people around the world. Let's just bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and to share with people around the world and to share the good news, the gospel of Christ and being a Christian, and how each one of us can be a part of God's family. Lord, we just pray for those who are deceived and who are following the jihad of terrorism. We pray, Lord, that you would soften their hearts and reach out to them and woo them by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would drop the shackles that blind their eyes and reveal yourself to them. Lord, we pray that Satan would be bound in the name of Jesus, and that he would not have the ability to harm God's people around the world. For we believe that where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, that you, Jesus, are here among us and with us. And we know as well that God's army, God's angels, are more powerful than the devil or the great Satan's army. And we believe, Lord Jesus, and know that you will win in the end. And we read of the great white throne judgment last week. We pray for those who haven't heard that, that they will look up last Friday night's reading, and that they will find out about the fact that every person throughout history will stand individually before the white throne judgment and give answer and according of their works here on earth. They will answer to their deeds. And we pray, Lord, that forgiveness will prevail around the world, and that glory to God will come from all that happens. We pray that this terrorism that has happened today and in other places around the world in the last few days will be used for the good news to get out and for God's glory to be demonstrated. We bind the spirit of Satan and his army in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the hearts and minds of young people around the world that they will not be deceived by the great Satan, which is not a country, but it is Satan, the devil's army, that is deceiving many young people to think that he is something more wonderful that he simply is not. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your mighty power, for your glory, for your almighty, omniscient presence around the world, and how you have brought us together through the various capabilities in the modern era. We pray tonight, since we're reaching out especially to Africa tonight, for all our Christian friends and family in Africa, that you would protect them, Lord, and form a hedge of protection around them so that the evil one, the terrorist, and those who wish to do harm to God's family, the terrorists will be blinded to them and will not see Christians as a target, and will leave them alone. But yet at the same time, Lord, we pray that those terrorists will hear the word of God, and that their hearts and minds will be softened. Lord, we pray that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, that more and more terrorists around the world will see a revelation of Jesus Christ and come to know the Lord Jesus. For we know, Lord, that you want everyone in your family, but you have left that as a choice to each individual to make. I just pray, Lord, that you will see the power, or they will see the power of God demonstrated, and not be deceived by the power that Satan demonstrates. We know and understand that Satan has some power, but that your power, O mighty God, is so much more sufficient to meet our needs. And we look forward to that day when we will all rule and reign together in Christ. We pray that you would give each listener tonight or this morning, or whatever time it is they're listening, give each one greater understanding of the scripture and the end time, and help us each one to understand and discover and learn our part in the body of Christ that you have for each one of us to reap the harvest in the end time. For we know the time is near in which there will be no more opportunity for many to make that choice. We pray that you would protect America, that you would help us to remain a Christian light to the rest of the world, and that you would bring a revival in America of the hearts and minds of Americans to seek after God, his love, his glory, and his power, and to be a part of God's kingdom. We pray for those in America now and the rest of the world who are caught up in the snares and deceit of sin and the sinful nature that the great Satan makes to look glittery and wonderful, which in fact is not. In fact, it is damning for those who follow the Satan. They will end up in the lake of fire unless they change their course and receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We pray, Lord God, that you would awaken America to work together for the peace and safety and harmony in America and around the world. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us, but I feel led as well to say the Lord's Prayer. Why? Because there are many people who are not Christians who listen to our show each time. And I try to incorporate a few what I call standards in the Christian religion that are good for all people who want to become Christians to know by heart. You can find the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 9. So if you're hearing this over and over, what you want to try to do is memorize it, to be able to say it without reading. Let's say it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, Satan. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was looking for the words here to a song I sung the other night, and perhaps I'll find it before the end of the show. I thought right now it would fit. There's a song about Jesus that is wonderful, but I don't have it memorized, so I need the words. But I will find it sometime tonight and sing that for you, for you to have perhaps a new song to sing in your heart. It never hurts to have a new song. Oh, I think I see it. Here it is. All right, I found it. Okay, once in a while I have played it with Gloria Gaither, but I'm going to sing it because there you can hear the music with the tune or the melody without accompaniment and perhaps learn it a little better. We pray in the name of Jesus because the Lord God asked us to in the book of John. In 2012, if you look through our website at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning, you will learn about that in the studies during 2012 in the book of John. This year, 2013, we're studying in the book of Revelation. And it's important that we do the work that the Lord wants us to do in the name of Jesus, because with that comes the power and authority that only God gives for it indeed to happen. So this here is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm going to have to stop this song here. Remember, I have a broken arm, so I'm a little slower at working this. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm sorry, I think I've got it a little bit pitched too high. I'm going to have to come back to that in a minute. I've had something come up here. So I'll just play it, and then we can hear it. All right. There's something about that name.
Jesus. Jesus.
Well, thank the Lord God, our friend John and our co-host has called in from Africa, and we're going to bring him on in a minute here. And we're going to let him start reading in Swahili in Revelation chapter 20, since he's missed a few times, and then he and I will read together chapter 21. Remember, this is the last book in the Bible. Okay, good evening or good morning to you, John. How are you?
I'm doing cool. Good morning.
Great. Praise the name of the Lord. If you would like to open in prayer in Swahili Amen. And then begin reading in chapter 20, that would be great.
Yes, let me pray. Asante sana baba kwa asubuhi njema na wakati njema ambapo umetuamisha misha na diani kuweza kusoma neno la Mungu. Ndio Mungu mkuu, ndio Mungu ushindi, ndio Mungu mwenye amani, ndio Mungu mwenye kutupa nguvu, ndio Mungu mwenye uwezo. Baba, asante kwa kutuepusha na maovu wakati wa election, ndio Mungu ushindi. Amerika papa uibariki baba, ambapo wakati wa bombing inabonya inapigwa, Mungu uwasaidie, walinde na damu ya Yesu Kristo. Amina.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, chapter 20 in Swahili.
Okay, that is Revelation chapter 20. Kisha nikaona malaika akishuka kutoka mbinguni, mwenye ufunguo wa kuzimu na minyororo mikubwa mkononi mwake. Akamshika yule joka, yule nyoka wa zamani ambaye ni Ibilisi na Shetani, akamfunga miaka 1000, akamtupa katika kuzimu. Akamtupa katika kuzimu, akamfunga, akatia muhuri juu yake, asipate kuwadanganya mataifa tena, hata ile miaka 1000 itimie. Na baada ya hayo, yapasa afunguliwe muda mchache. Kisha nikaona viti vya enzi, wakaketi juu yake, nao wakapewa hukumu. Nami nikaona roho zao waliokatwa vichwa kwa ajili ya ushuhuda wa Yesu na kwa ajili ya neno la Mungu, na hawa wasio kushuhudia yule mnyama wala sanamu yake, wala hawakuipokea ile chapa katika vipaji vya uso zao wala katika mikono yao, nao wakawa hai wakatawala pamoja na Kristo miaka 1000. Hao wafu waliosalia hawakuwa hai hata itimie ile miaka 1000. Huo ndio ufufuo wa kwanza. Heri na mtakatifu ni yeye aliye na sehemu katika ufufuo wa kwanza. Juu ya hao, mauti ya pili haina nguvu, bado watakuwa makuhani wa Mungu na Kristo, nao watatawala pamoja naye hiyo miaka 1000. Verse 7. Nao na hiyo na hiyo miaka 1000 itakapokwisha, Shetani atafunguliwa atoke kifungoni mwake, naye atatoka kuwadanganya mataifa walio katika pembe nne za nchi, Gogu na Magogu, kuwakusanya kwa vita, ambao hesabu yao ni kama mchanga wa bahari, wakapanda juu ya juu ya upana wa nchi, wakaizi mjira kambi ya watakatifu na mji huo uliopendwa. Moto wakashuka kutoka mbinguni kawala, na yule Ibilisi mwenye kuwadanganya akatukwa katika ziwa la moto na kiberiti. Lazima yule mnyama na yule nabii wa uongo nao watateswa mchana na usiku hata milele na milele. Verse 11. Kisha nikaona kiti cha enzi kikubwa cheupe na chenye kaya ketie juu yake ambaye ni inchi na mbingu zikakimbia uso wake na mahali pao hapakuonekana. Nikaona wafu wakubwa kwa wadogo wamesimama mbele ya hicho kitu cha enzi, na vitabu vikafunguliwa na kitabu kingine kikafunguliwa ambacho ni cha uzima, na hao hawakuhukumiwa katika mambo ya hayo yaliyoandikwa katika vile vitabu sawasawa na matendo yao. Bahari ikawatoa wafu waliokuwemo ndani yake, na mauti na kuzimu zikawatoa wafu waliokuwemo ndani yake. Hawakuhukumiwa kila mtu kwa kadiri ya matendo yake. Mauti na kuzimu zikatupwa katika ile ziwa la moto. Hii ndio mauti ya pili, yani hilo ziwa la moto. Verse 15. Na iwapo mtu yeyote hakuonekana ameandikwa katika kitabu cha uzima, alitupwa katika ziwa la moto. Amen. Thank God. Let's pray. Baba, nakuomba uri yako. Asante kwa kumwezesha soma ile zako Baba. Ndiye Mungu mkuu, na ndiye Mungu ishi milele. Baba, nakuomba mafundisho yetu ya Block to Pray yaweze yaendelee mbele, iishi ikiwahudumia watu na kuwapea yetu. Katika jina la Yesu naomba. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready for me to read chapter 21? Okay, we're now reading in 21. And this one is about a new heaven and a new earth, the heavenly Jerusalem, and with a full description of it. Did you know there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth? Here it says in verse 1, John the Divine said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Wow, that's a pretty deep verse there, in meaning that a lot's going to be happening yet. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from where? From God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, the throne, saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be with his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And he, God, shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.'" Praise the name of the Lord. What a wonderful section of verses there. I just read verses 1 through 4, John, okay? So you can read in Swahili. One through four.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Verse 1. "Kisha nikaona mbingu mpya na nchi mpya, maana mbingu za kwanza na nchi ya kwanza zimekwisha kupita, wala hapana habari tena. Nami nikauona mji ule takatifu Yerusalemu mpya ukashuka kutoka mbinguni kwa Mungu, umewekwa tayari kama bibi arusi iliyokwisha kupambwa kwa mumewe. Nikisikia sauti kubwa kutoka katika kile kiti cha enzi ikisema, tazama, maskani wa Mungu ni pamoja na wanadamu, naye atafanya maskani yake pamoja nao, nao watakuwa watu wake, naye Mungu mwenyewe atakuwa pamoja nao. Naye atafuta kila chozi katika macho yao, wala mauti haitakuwepo tena, wala maombolezo, wanakilia wala mimi hata kwamba tena wakua mwa ya kwanza ya makwisha kupita. That is up to verse 5.
Okay, I'm on verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, this is John, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. They are come to pass. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Those are glorious scriptures of the promise for us yet to come. Okay, I just read verses 5, 6, and 7. You can read.
Na yeye aketie juu ya kile kiti cha enzi, akasema, Tazama, nafanya yote kwa mapya. Akaniambia, andika kwamba maneno hayo ya amini na kweli. Akaniambia, imekwisha kuwa mimi ni Alpha na Omega. That is the beginning and the end. Mwanzo na mwisho. Mimi nitampa yeye mwenye kiu ya chemchemi ya maji ya uzima bure. Amen. Thanks to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And he's going to describe that for us in the next few verses. Okay, I read verses 8 through 10.
Let me read.
Go ahead.
Yeye ashindaye atayarithi haya, nami nitakuwa Mungu wake, naye atakuwa mwanangu. Bali waoga na wasioamini na wachukizao na wauaji na wasinzi na wachawi na hao waabudu sanamu na waongo wote, sehemu yao ni katika lile ziwa liwakalo moto na kiberiti. Yeye ndiyo mauti ya pili. Verse 9. Akaja mmoja wa wale malaika saba waliokuwa na zile vitasa saba vilivyojaa yale mapigo saba ya mwisho. Naye akanena nami akisema, Njoo huku nami nitakuonyesha yule bibi harusi mke wa mwana kondoo. Akanichukua katika roho mpaka mlima mkubwa mrefu, akanionyesha ule mji mtakatifu Yerusalemu ukishuka kutoka mbinguni Mwenyezi Mungu.
Amen. Now, John the Divine is going to describe that great holy city of Jerusalem that will descend out of heaven from God. Verse 11, Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Some translations even say like a diamond, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written therein, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Okay, I read 11 through 14.
Let me read 11 to 14. Wenye utukufu wa Mungu na mwangaza wake ulikuwa mfano wa kitu chenye thamani nyingi, kama kiti cha yaspi safi kama bilauri. Ulikuwa na ukuta mkubwa mrefu wenye milango 12, na katika ile milango malaika 12, na majina yameandikwa ambayo ni majina ya kabila 12 za Waisraeli. Upande wa mashariki milango mitatu, na upande wa kaskazini milango mitatu, na upande wa kuzini milango mitatu, na upande wa magharibi milango mitatu. Na ukuta wa mji ulikuwa na msingi 12, na katika ile msingi majina 12 ya wale mitume 12 wa mwana kondoo. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now he's going to describe the size of the city. Verse 15. And he that talketh with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square. In other words, it's like a big, huge box. And the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Now, our pastor said that's somewhere around like 2,000 to 2,200 miles long. And the length and the breadth and the height of it are as equal. So that's about 2,200 miles high as well. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. Wow. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. Wow, won't it be wonderful? And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. Now, I don't know about you and you, brothers and sisters, but I only know what some of those are. But listen to how the gates are described. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. That's a shiny, white, beautiful substance. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I just read 15 through 21.
Let me read and explain a bit. Naye alisema nami alikuwa na mwanzi wa dhahabu, hata kupima huo mji na milango yake na ukuta wake. Huo mji ni miraba wa miraba, na mrefu yake sawasawa na mapana. Kaupima mji wa ule mwanzi, ulikuwa kama maili 1,500, marefu yake na mapana yake na kwenda juu kwake ni sawasawa. Akaupima ukuta wake, akapanda dizi 144, kipimo cha kibinadamu, maana yake cha malaika. Na majenzi ya ile ukuta wake yalikuwa ya yaspi, na mji ule ulikuwa wa dhahabu safi, mfano wa kioo safi. Na misingi ya ukuta wa mji ulikuwa imepambwa kwa vitu vya zamani vya kila namna. Msingi wa kwanza ulikuwa yaspi, na wa pili pili ya kuti samawi, na tatu na tatu Kelkedoni na za nne Jumaridi, wa tano Salidoniki, wa sita Akiki, wa saba Kosolito, wa nane Zambaraji, wa kenda ya kuti ya manjano, wa kumi Kresopraso, wa kumi na moja ya Kimike, wa kumi na mbili Amethisto. Ile milango kumi na miwili kila mlango ni mmoja. Njia mji milango safi kama kioo kiangavu, nami sikuona hekalu ndani yake, kwa maana Bwana Mungu Mwenyezi na mwana kondoo ndiyo hekalu lake. That's up to verse 21. Praise the Lord. That is a wonderful word of God.
Yes, it is. Okay. Ready for me? Verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Imagine that. And the city had no need of the sun. Wow. Neither of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow, that just sounds so glorious and wonderful. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I just read verse 22 to the end.
Let me read.
22.
Nami sikuona hekalu ndani yake, kwa maana Bwana Mungu Mwenyezi na mwana kondoo wala mwezi, kwa maana utukufu mwana kondoo mataifa watatangaza katika nuru yake.
Okay, John, as you continue to read and to talk, make sure you stay close to the phone. That last time we were having trouble hearing you. Do you still have more? Go ahead. Okay, well, we have lost him. I thought he was having connection trouble. If he comes back, we'll let him pray in Swahili for those who speak that language. But right now, we would like to take opportunity to share the scriptures that explain what it means to become a Christian. And John, I'm going to let you start with that in a minute in case we lose you again. What I would like you to do now is to finish up reading, if you have it, and then to go in reading a couple of scriptures about salvation and to pray the salvation prayer with people. Okay, let me bring you back in. Okay, thank you, John. We're glad you're back. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Na ndani yake hakitaingia kamwe chochote kilicho kinyume, wana yeye afanyaye machukizo na uongo, wale walioandikiwa katika kitabu cha uzima wa mwenendo wa kondoo. Hebu explainer bitch. Hii inatufunza kwamba sisi tuwe watu waadilifu na watu kushika neno la Mungu na kufuata maagizo ya Mungu, ambapo kuna changamoto mingi sana ambapo sisi tunapitia, lakini kwa uwezo wa Mungu tunaweza kuziepuka, na Mungu anaweza tuonyesha njia na tutoe nguvu kuhubiri neno lake. Yeah, that's the one. I'm so happy. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time.
Amen. Could you pray the salvation prayer now and give a scripture or two about becoming a child of God?
Yes. Kama ambapo ujaokoka, nataka kumkiri Yesu. Nataka kumrudia Yesu awe ndani yako. Awe aliko. Wacheni tuombe. Baba, niurudi kwa kama mwanao, nionyeshe njia ya haki, nisamehe dhambi zangu, nifanye kiumbe kipya, nikumbuke, uniepushe na maovu. Baba, wewe ni Mungu mkuu, Mungu mkuu wa mbingu na nchi, hakuna kama wewe. Katika jina la Yesu nimeomba na kuamini. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you pray yet?
Yes.
You already prayed? Okay. Okay, so I will give the salvation prayer and message for those who would like to come to know the Lord. And I will say it in English. You know, it's good to have some understanding about what the scripture says about becoming a child of God. It says in 1 John 3:9, whoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. For ye are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, as it says in Galatians 3:26. And in Matthew 8:17, by faith I ask Jesus to wash me in his blood, that symbolically, from all my sins, and to look to him to empower me to live a life pleasing to him and enable me to turn to him. And you can ask for healing, for it is written, he bore my sickness and bore my infirmities. And my favorite one that I always like to quote is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is important for us to receive God's best gift if we want to enter into heaven and enter into that new Jerusalem that we just read about tonight in Revelation chapter 21. That is a glorious chapter. You might want to read this over and over again, but when we're done here, we have one more chapter. I do plan to start over, and we'll read Revelation through together, and then I have cross-reference verses that explain it more as prophesied in the Old Testament. So we will be able to see how the Bible is connected to the last book in the Bible, which shows God's plan, his overall plan, over time. But if you'd like to receive the Lord, let's say this prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you and I have been walking in darkness. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step out into the light, going your way, Lord Jesus. I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And I pray for your guidance through the Holy Spirit with how to grow into an adult, mature Christian, and that you will help me, Lord Jesus, to show God's love through my life as a Christian, that others may see in essence the open book of the Bible through how I live. And we praise you and thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. Well, hallelujah. The angels in heaven sing, we know, each time people come to know the Lord. And we're so glad that you are now a part of God's family. Welcome into God's family. And you are a member of a large number of Christians. Whether you be rich or poor or highly educated or not, what matters is that you've received the Lord Jesus into your heart as your own personal choice. And that will gain you entrance into heaven and the new Jerusalem, as we spoke tonight. John, do you have any questions or remarks or prayer requests or good reports? We'd like to give you that opportunity right now to share with our listeners.
I'm so happy we have made to listen to around 12 shows in our church from the computer you put us. It's so amazing. It's a good feeling to be in the presence of the Lord. It's teaching us a lot. It's giving us a new beginning in life. It is changing the entire community. And with that prayer we made on our election, we had to play the church. And people expressed peace. There was peace all over. Except a few people, but we are happy to the Lord. We're so thankful to Him. He's the mighty God. He's the most powerful. He's the giver of life, the giver of peace. We're so much happy. And the church says hello to you. We want to see you one day. We want to fellowship with you. We want you to be part of the church. We're building the church. We've started contributing a small amount of money. We don't know where we will end up, but we know God is there.
You know, God is everywhere, and you can worship together, sitting outside in your yards or in one another's homes. God is with us where two or three are gathered in His name, and that's what's important, whether you have a church building or not. But we are praying for you that one day God will provide a church building for you there in your area. I believe if we stay in line with the scripture and begin and continue to share God's word, that the Lord God will put it in the hearts of more and more people to share in that goal of building a church. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, because like I say, as long as you are together and praying in the Lord's name, He is there with you. When I grew up, we grew up in rather small churches. Today they're much larger here than they used to be, and we felt the presence of God, and I know that will happen for you too, and it is indeed for many throughout Kenya who already attend churches. I've been researching and I found out you have quite a few churches in Kenya, and you're hoping, and many leaders are sharing in a goal for the number of churches to grow and develop so Kenya can become a strong, powerful nation for God. And we're believing that with you. Would you like to say a prayer now? And you could speak English or Swahili, whatever you feel you would like.
Okay. Let me pray in Israel.
Okay.
Baba tukuomba, utubariki, asante Mungu kupilinda nchi yetu kesho. Asante Mungu kumwezesha Diani tuongee naye. Asante Mungu maana yeye ndiye mkubwa na yeye ndiye Mungu mshindi. Mama wangu mshindi Mungu. Tubariki kwenye nishani yetu. Mungu ndiye Mungu wa baba. Mungu ni mkubwa. Tunasema tusamehe makosa yetu. Fanya kiumbe kipya anayeenda Mungu. Katika jina la Yesu naomba. Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Well, Diane, there's something I want to write to you.
Okay, keep yourself close to the phone. Yeah, stay close to the phone. We're having a hard time hearing you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me well?
Go ahead.
Well, have you connected me to the speaker?
I can't hear you. Are you talking? Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm so much happy about what you have been doing. And I pray to God that you continue with our show and the preaching of the word of God. How is Maria?
Maria is still in Thailand. She will probably be there a bit longer. And she is working with the poor and the displaced children coming from other countries and feeding the poor. And I call her Mother Maria, like Mother Teresa. I don't know if I told you before, but she was in Mother Teresa's orphanage in Thailand when Maria was a child. And so she knew Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was famous for her orphanage in India, but she also had one in Thailand and I believe another country or two. So Maria is being mightily used of God in a way unknown to most people, and we just praise the Lord for her. So does
that
help?
You
go ahead.
You said you're providing for the Bible. You're going to provide the Bible to the church.
But I don't want to talk about that yet. That's a bit time off. That was just talking to you in our planning. So we don't want to share all those things on the radio.
That's true.
Okay. So
This
we are coming to the end of another great show. Why is it great? Because we share the Word of God. And God is great. We are so glad you have been with us here tonight. And we are going to close in prayer with you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the Word of God with the people around the world and those in Africa and elsewhere who may speak Swahili. We pray that you would bless them, Lord, and keep them. Preserve and protect them, Lord God, that they would live to share another day the good news about God, and that your name will be glorified through their example as Christians in Africa. We pray for the droughts and the difficult circumstances that many face in Africa, Lord, that you would give them wisdom, hope, and understanding for how to make things better in their country and how to listen to God and God's wisdom as you would have them, Lord, to continue each day to grow and develop their communities, to bring peace and harmony, Lord. And we bind the spirits of Satan that would work against them in the name of Jesus. We pray a protective hedge around them, Lord, that your work will be done and carried out in Kenya, all of Africa, and around the world. We thank you so much for John, for his faithfulness to call in when he can to share in Swahili. And we know that at times it has been difficult, but we trust, Lord God, that you will continue to help him to be able to do that. And we're grateful for all that he can do in helping those who speak Swahili to hear the word in their own native tongue. We know how important that is. We pray, Lord, that you would answer the prayers of John's heart and give him a vision, Lord, that you want him to carry out in Kenya. Lord, we pray for anointing on John. Lord, that you would protect his head with the helmet of salvation. Give him the breastplate of righteousness and all the armor of God as given in Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, we pray that the Christians there in Kenya and Africa will learn how to put on the armor of God and how to stand for truth and righteousness in their part of the world. Lord, we pray for those who may suffer for the name of Jesus, but we know as well that they will receive a special reward in heaven in the leadership of Christ, in ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus. We thank you for John's family. Lord, we pray for health and strength for all of them, that you would give them good nutrition, good jobs, a good education, and above all, a love for the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve him and honor God. And we pray all these wonderful things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, John. Would you like to close in prayer in Swahili? Go ahead.
It is. Baba Mungu isi mbinguni na ndio Mungu wa haki. Ndio Mungu mtakatifu. Ndio Mungu ndio mkuu. Baba kuomba kama hapo. Mtakatifu wako Baba unaniweka. Utulinde na maovu yote. Pushe na maovu chita. Utukinge. Utupe nguvu ya uvumilivu. Tuonyeshe njia. Utupe uwezo kujua mambo kweli na haki, mambo ambayo yanaambatana na mihili lako. Kama tupengu pengu ya kujua wengi familia ukisamia tupelewe kamilii katika jina la Yesu. Ndio Mungu mkuu, hakuna Mungu kama wewe wenye mambo ishirini. Katika jina la Yesu nambarikiwi, amen.
Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation and your Holy Spirit. Well, we're coming to the close of another wonderful time together. And we just hope that you will praise the Lord as we play this last song together. And have a quiet time in worshiping the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning. Remember, you can listen to any of our archive shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. If you would like to email me, you can email me at diane@lenning.com. That is spelled D-I-A-N-E. At lenning.com, and give me your prayer request or praise report. We'd love to hear from you. I know for many around the world it's difficult for you to email, but we know that many of you can listen on the internet and share the good news with your friends and family by gathering together and listening around a computer and having a time each week and any time you choose to listen to the archive messages 24/7. So until next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host, and our host, co-host John. Good night, John.
Good night.
Take care. God bless you.
Bye.
God bless everyone.
God bless you too. Bye.
Remember,
bye.
God loves you, and so do I. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.